Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
First Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 11. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. I think it's funny sometimes. Within the church world, we like to create hierarchies. And it seems like we like to create patterns and paradigms that say who's in and who's out. And we like to look at churches and say, well, that's a church, but they're not quite like us, so they're not really a church. I mean, they're not really Christian. We're Christian. They're not necessarily really Christian. I mean, because they're a little different. They're a lot different than us. And I don't know that maybe this passage this week is not necessarily saying the exact opposite of that. I think when we read this passage here, we hear that, you know, there are varieties of manifestations of the Spirit, and there are varieties of interpretations and understandings, but all of us who can call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and say that Christ is our Savior and our way to salvation, whether we are Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, United Church of Christ, Protestant, Catholic, all of us who can say that Jesus Christ is Lord, we are united in the Spirit. The same Spirit that came down and settled upon Christ at his baptism. And that same Spirit imbues and motivates and empowers all of us who can say that Jesus is Lord. Which is funny, because that's another area where we seem to set up paradigms. And we say, well, this person is called to preach, so they're a more important Christian than I am. And or this person is called to teach, so they're more important. I'm just, you know, I do my thing and I sing in the choir. We are all gifted by the Spirit, and there is no hierarchy of gifts from the Spirit, as our passage this week tells us. All are gifted. All are important members of the body of Christ and empowered with the Spirit. And therefore, all are important in bringing the kingdom of God into existence in this world. So as we go out this week, let us remember that, okay, not all of us are preachers, not all of us are teachers, not all of us are Baptists, not all of us are Lutheran, not all of us are Protestant. But all of us who can call upon the name of the Lord are united in the Spirit. And all who call upon that name are gifted by the Spirit and are equally important in bringing the kingdom of God to this world.